I believe football should be removed from K-12 sports. Instead of football, kids can play less abusive sports. Football can cause permanent damage to players, and it's not something we want in kids. It is a well-known fact that football is a contact sport. This means that injuries are more prone to occur. Injuries such as broken legs, arms, or brain damage can end any player's career. Minor injuries like sprained ankles or fractured bone, whether they be rib or limb bones, can take a player out for the rest of the season or even a few seasons. If a player does in fact receive brain damage, the consequences can be minor, severe, or even fatal. Brain damage can lead to depression or even suicide thoughts. There have been quite a few NFL players that have committed suicide due to brain damage, surprisingly. I hope you, Idaho Education Board members, take this into account when you consider my suggestion. I believe that the school system should incorporate sports that are less abusive to the body, such as golf and swimming. Although golf is not a contact sport, it can be damaging to the body if you do not know what you're doing or don't know how to play. You can swing too hard and hurt something, or you can twist out your leg. This can happen if when you swing right-handed and your foot stays rooted to the ground when it's supposed to twist to the left with the rest of your body, and this can mess up your leg badly. You can obviously hurt yourself by doing other things, but those are the only two I will mention. Swimming does not have very much danger associated with it other than drowning. An experienced swimmer likely has a lower possibility of drowning than an inexperienced swimmer. But there have been instances where very professional swimmers have drowned. PE classes in schools should be focused on body weight training and cardio. I would have schools start in first grade at an appropriate level of exercise. Then, as the grades move up, the level of exercise also moves up. Now, some football coaches might say that football is an ingrained part of our culture. That means we should get rid of it. Some of your parents might say it is a good source of exercise and physical fitness. But I agree on both fronts. And I still believe that because of the detriment it causes to the body, it still should be removed from the school system. Now, in conclusion, I can say that with all the entertainment that football provides, it should be removed from the school system. Change is hard, but with perseverance and good strategy, we can succeed.